at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
It's Mornings in Las Vegas. Wake up with me, Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings 6 to 9. Start your day with hope and encouragement on the Mike Gallagher Show here on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what is day two like of the 81st Nevada legislature? Simply put, is anything going to get done with the legislative building closed to the outside? What is going to happen? Melissa Hardy is right there at Ground Zero. She is Assemblywoman District 22. And we'll find out what the first 2 days have been like. Day one is usually pomp and circumstance, but there's no pomp and circumstance because nobody in the building except the legislators and their staff. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. She will join us from Carson City on AM 670 KMZQ.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV basketball, they are back at it this evening as they play game two of their two-game series against Nevada. When they matched up against UNR on Sunday, they ended up losing that game by an 89-60 score. This is the only game in the Mountain West Conference coming up tonight. Tomorrow, San Diego State, they are set to go to Albuquerque for a matchup against New Mexico. The UNLV women's basketball team, they fall just short against UNR yesterday as they end up losing by a 73-70 score. They are going to play six of their final eight regular season games on the road. They'll match up against Air Force coming up this weekend. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from TrackPhone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but TrackPhone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for.
Hmm.
Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, you got to love it. It's day two of the 81st Nevada legislature.
Somebody who's right there at Ground Zero in Carson City, digging out of the snow and all of that, is Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from District 22, and she joins us. Melissa, first of all, thanks for joining us. Tell me what the first 2 days have been like.
Well, hello, Kevin. It's great to be on the show again. I've missed you.
I know. I miss you, too. Tell me what the pomp and circumstance is like when you don't have pomp and circumstance because the darn legislative building is closed to the public.
Well, I will tell you, having been here for my first session in 2019 and then coming up for this session, it was markedly different. It was very, very strange, very quiet. It didn't even feel like opening day because it was just, you know, us legislators in the chamber and, you know, we have our attaches and staff. But other than that, there were, you know, no families, very, very limited press. So it was very quiet, like you said, not all the pomp and circumstance. And, you know, we had nice touches, of course, with the national anthem and, you know, doing the pledge and the color guard and those sorts of things, but not at all like we're all used to having. So they did try to do some special things for the new people. They had a video and showed how their families pre-record messages and things like that to try to make it a little special for them. But it was definitely different, felt different.
You got a taste of this in the special sessions, and I'm just curious, how is this going to work? How are you going to get your work done every day when you're not able to meet with people face-to-face a lot of the time? You can't question witnesses the way you normally would in committee hearings. By the way, have the committees even started meeting yet?
Yeah, so that's something that is definitely different and very much like special session. The committees are all going to be done over Zoom in our offices, so we get on our computers in our individual offices and log in to the Zoom and do the committee hearings that way. I had my first one this morning on the Assembly Judiciary Committee, so those are kind of just getting rolling, you know, doing different introductions and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be, you know, in special session, we all met as committee of the whole, so we were all in one chamber. Now we're going to be split out into different committees and all in our offices. And I'm hopeful that it's all going to work well, you know, doing bill presentations and people testifying and presenting and, you know, the back and forth of questioning and stuff like that. But we have yet to see how that's all going to play out. So we'll see. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's uncharted territory, I think, for all parties, whether it's Democrat, Republican, whether it's the staff, everybody's kind of feeling their way. The one thing I have been told is that the number of bills that you eventually get to, the number of pieces of legislation, will probably be drastically reduced. Do you know by how much?
I don't. You know, we've all worked and submitted the amount of BDRs that, you know, we normally submit. So I submitted 10. But as far as how many of those are actually going to get hearings, you know, if it's going to be a lot less as compared to a normal session just because of the situation right now, you know, LCB's feverishly working on getting the language written. And so I don't, you know, there aren't, if you look on the website right now, there's a lot of summaries, not a lot of detail on the bills because they're being worked on. But as far as exactly how many are going to get pushed forward, brought forward, have hearings, I couldn't say yet.
Is it
I assume it'll be reduced a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just because of the way you're doing business, I'm just curious. A lot of people have told me that one of the big issues, the big issue, job one, so to speak, is going to end up being related to the budget. Is that what this is all going to be about over the next 120 days?
I anticipate that, yes, because as we know, That was what the special session was about, was addressing the budget shortfalls. And, you know, we're obviously not out of the woods by any means. Our state is still hurting. So I anticipate a lot of the legislation and policy is going to be to address the budget shortfalls, how we help businesses, how we fund some of these essential services in the state. And based on you know, what we're going to get or not get from the federal government, and what our state has produced in revenues over the last several months. So I definitely think that that's going to be the majority of the session is addressing the budget.
I'm curious, you mentioned federal funds coming. Is there any guesstimate at this time as to what that number is going to look like? We understand that FEMA now is going to essentially pay the state for use of the National Guard during the pandemic. We don't know exactly how much that's going to be, but do you have a feel for what the federal money coming into the state's going to be?
I don't. The last thing that I heard was what was reported, you know, before we got here to session, some of the big bill that they were passing back there, a couple trillion. That's the last number that I heard. So I really don't have any updates or any specifics of, you know, is what's going to be sent to the state or for specifically what purposes. So I know that, you know, that the Democrats are hoping that we'll get a lot and that will kind of solve some of our problems here, but I don't think that that's just going to be, that's not going to cover everything. And, you know, we have to remember that our budget isn't just for, it's a two-year budget. So, you know, we're looking into not just for to get through this year, but the next, you know, until we come back to session. So we have to take that into consideration as well.
Again, joining us, Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from District 22. For those that don't know, we're District 22. Give me the parameters of your district.
Sure. It basically covers Henderson. So it is south of the 215, right around the Green Valley Ranch Hotel area there. Goes up into Anthem, and it also goes around the 95, has a little bit of Old Henderson. But it's pretty much just everything south of the 215. Down there in southern Nevada.
Want to ask you, beyond the budget, where do you see the battle lines being drawn? Are there certain issues that you think the Democrats are going to bring up that you're going to have to really stay together to combat them?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, we're still waiting on a lot of language for some of these bills. Right now there's summaries, but we can tell by some of the wording and the bill sponsors that we're expecting to see probably a lot of anti-business bills, some anti-Second Amendment bills. We will revisit the mining resolutions from the special session. You know, there's a talk of different tax or revenue, whatever they want to term that as, that might come up. And, you know, in my opinion, I don't see how we burden families and businesses right now with more taxes, more fees, things like that, when so many people are just trying to keep their heads above water, keep their doors open, you know, stay in their homes, keep food on the table. I just don't see how we put more on people right now. You know, we owned a business during the pandemic, and it was tough to even stay afloat. And so, you know, I think it's very premature to even talk about taxes and any kind of increases in the situation that we're in right now.
Melissa, it's one of the things that everybody here is talking about, and it all involves reopening the schools. Can the legislature have a say in this? I know the governor is going to have a say in it. The local school boards are having a say in it. Can the legislature influence, or can you actually create policy that would reopen the schools?
Well, I think we can certainly influence and, you know, talk to the superintendents and push them to open these schools. I think we all agree that it's in the best interest of our students, of our kids, to get those schools open. You know, we have data from across the country and that shows that students are not likely to contract the virus while they're in school. There are several districts across the country and in our own state here that are opening back up and getting those kids back in the classrooms. And, you know, it's for their best interest, mentally, emotionally. You know, kids are failing at unforeseen rates because they're not in the classroom. And so, you know, that's definitely something I think we need to focus on and need to push. We need to get our state reopened. We need to get at least back to 50% for these businesses. You know, people just aren't going to survive much longer like this. I think folks need to assess their own risk as far as going out and what they want to do and who they want to be around. I know we've done that personally in our own family because my mom, you know, is in a vulnerable age group. So, you know, she's chosen not to go out for, I don't know, 10 months. We've been very careful. But again, I think people need to assess their own risk and, you know, let these businesses open up. They're being compliant. People are wearing their masks. And we've just got to get things going, our businesses, our schools, and, you know, start getting this economy going again.
Well, one of the things I think that's important is letting kids be kids. And a part of that is you know, letting the kids play. There's another rally, am I right, coming up this weekend?
Yes, there is. It's called the Let the Kids Play Rally. You know, that's another thing that was cut off. Kids aren't allowed to play sports, and we know that it's so good for their physical well-being, their mental well-being, as you said, to be around other kids, to play, to have fun, to compete. So, there is a rally this Saturday the 6th at 2 p.m. at CCSD headquarters called Let the Kids Play. You know, I think I don't see the harm in being outside and having exercise and participating in these sports. So, you know, whatever parents and us as electives can do to bring attention to these issues and try to get these schools open and kids back doing the things that bring them happiness and joy and peace of mind and success, that's what we need to do.
And I know that community members want to get involved with the reopenccsd.com. Can you explain what that is? I've only got like a minute or 90 seconds.
Okay, sure. There is an organization put together by community members called ReopenCCSD. So it's reopenccsd.com. They also have a Facebook page. You can go there and interact with the parents and those that are working on this. So that's reopenccsd.com.
If folks want to reach out to you, whether they're in your district or not, how can they do it? Phone, email, social media, how?
Sure. My phone number, the best phone number to reach me is 775-684-8823, 775-684-8823. They can visit my website, hardyfornevada.com. That's Hardy, the number 4, Nevada.com. I also have a very active Facebook page. I'm on Twitter. I have links, in fact, on my Facebook page if they want to access the Nevada State Legislature, the Nevada Assembly. There's links where you can go on and look at bills and BDRs, how you can interact and participate in the committee hearings, testify. All those links are on my Facebook page, emails. Everything that you need to get in touch with me. And, you know, I want to hear from you. I want people to know that we want them to be involved. This is their building. We are their representatives. This is their government. And what we do here affects their lives. So we want you to participate. And, you know, we're here just because you can't get in right now. We're here and, you know, we want to do what we can to help you.
It is more important now than ever. Melissa Hardy, thank you so much. Always good. We'll talk again during the session, okay?
Of course. Anytime, Kevin. Thank you.
That's Assemblywoman from District 22, Melissa Hardy, joining us. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
In a recession and mass layoffs, you have to wonder, there have to be jobs out there that have stood the test of time. Less likely to suffer in a recession? Somebody actually did the research.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As you know, Megan Barth has been battling big tech. The very latest coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. That's all coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51994.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Over 250 years, that's how much combined experience the injury lawyers at Lerner & Rowe have. And over the years, we've helped people get hundreds of millions of dollars for their car accident injuries.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. At Lerner & Rowe, we recovered over $165 million for our clients last year alone. Get the experience that gets results. Get Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Now handling 3M earplug cases.
Scott Guido, managing attorney.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, I am absolutely livid when it comes to big tech and what they've done to people like Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. She will join us coming up at the top of the hour. And I'm just going to tell you, it's tragic what has happened. People that had hundreds of thousands of followers now have 40,000, and it's nothing that they did wrong. It's nothing that they did wrong. It's essentially what big tech did to try and snuff out free speech. That's what we're talking about here. And Megan Barth has been at the forefront of so many different issues. She was a part of the January 6th rally, the protest, the peaceful protest that turned into a riot, which is sad, but it had nothing to do with anything that Megan Barth did. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us. Also, a little bit later on, you'll hear from Melissa Clement. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. And really something sad happened. She has been a part of these March for Lives over the years. And for the first time in a long time, she wasn't a part of it in Washington, D.C. because of the pandemic. And January 6th. And the mayor of D.C. We'll let you hear about that coming up.